An exciting day. Yeah. It's an exciting day because Monty Lopez is visiting. How are you?
I'm super excited. It feels really good. We just did the
microneedling.
So I'm like, my face is a little numb, a little excited. I can't wait to see it in a week or two.
It's your first time microneedling.
First time microneedling.
How have you been in LA so long and you've escaped needles until today?
Luckily, I've been able to duck and dodge everybody and everything.
I love your accent. So you guys are from Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am. Louisiana it is. Go Tigers.
That's right. People who don't know who Monty is, he's dad to the famous Addison Rae and the beautiful wife,
Sherry Nicole.
And what are your sons' names?
Enzo and Lucas. And don't forget about Maui, though, because we have a Frenchie.
Oh, yes. Your Frenchie
Maui's,
has a lot
Maui's on the gram, too.
Well, you are in the middle of L.A. life, and you're living your best lives. You guys are taking over social media.
Yeah, we're having a good time, man. We got a lot of things going on. We just announced a new movie, Fashionita, and there's so many more things. I think we have some exciting things coming up with our Snapchat release of our miniseries this week, so...
If wow, everyone stays Snapchat? Tuned,
yeah.
So
she's cleaning me up, so if I get in front of a camera, I look good.
So this is an exciting day because literally, you're a Botox virgin.
Yes, I'm a Botox virgin, and she's about to pop my cherry.
I can't believe it. Well, Botox is one of the most popular Brotox. Things we do for guys. And I have to say that you're going to love the results. It's going to look like you, but smoother, still strong. Smooth, but strong. And I think it's awesome that you're so transparent about it.
I'm pretty open. Well, like, you know, and I would have thought she was crazy saying Brotox, but I just saw a guy in the hall doing it. Like, he was here for his visit, apparently.
We see actually a ton of guys, and a lot of them come in with their girlfriends, or they just come on their own, but none of them want to be on my Instagram page. I don't know why. But
I'm pretty open.
This is a new generation.
If you want to look good, you come see Dr. K.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. I love that. We are so excited to one day meet Addison. I heard she's in Paris, you said?
Yeah, she's in Paris right now.
And fashion show. You guys are from Louisiana. How did you end up in Los Angeles?
Just a roll of the dice. I guess once we got started with TikTok and it kind of took off, and we sent Addison up here first, and she was just a little anxious, a little nervous. It was the first time out of the house. So,
well, how old was she?
She was 19.
Wow.
So
you
she
guys
called.
Are very trusting. So your 19-year-old is like, Dad, I'm going to quit college and go to move to L.A. Does that not generate like a huge family drama?
It was a little exciting, but I have a lot of faith in her, and I believe she could do it. And then we all came up here, and you know, we're blessed to be here, and we're having a great time doing it.
Sherry is gorgeous. I have to say, your choice of wives is wonderful.
Yeah, I laugh all the time. I have a saying. I won't say it on camera, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But she's a beautiful woman. She takes care of herself.
She's gorgeous. She's got great bone structure. I think when I first saw the two of them doing a TikTok together, that was the most mesmerizing, to see such a beautiful woman with, you know, such a cute daughter, and the two of them together was a great team.
Yeah, she done a really good job.
Amazing. And then, so you two have become TikTok fabulous yourselves.
Yeah, I guess you would say that all of us, because even Enzo is you know, a TikTok fan. We've had a good time doing it, you know, but a lot of good things coming up, and hopefully we'll show out some new music with the movie, and there's just so many things that are coming up for 2022. I can't wait to see what it
ends like. So many opportunities. You're riding this tidal wave of like, you're driving social media engagement.
We're just having a good time doing it, and that's all that really matters, is we're sticking together and we're having a good time doing it.
Do you have a favorite platform?
I would probably say TikTok's the funnest.
I think it is, right? We're all on Instagram. We love you, Instagram. But TikTok is where you can really just be yourself.
And, you know, everything kind of integrates to TikTok. You know, we actually just invested in a new app called Fun Fun Fun. So it's like a dating app, but it's with a really good group of people. And it's kind of like TikTok and Tinder combined. And hopefully we have a lot of success with it.
Amazing. So your 19-year-old is like, okay, Dad, I'm moving to LA to see if I can make it big time. And then what? You let her come out here all alone.
I let her come out here all alone. Then after probably 2 months of being out here and not coming back home, she just got real, real anxious, real nervous. And so we decided to come up here and see if we could help her put things in place and I could get back to work. And we never left.
Never left. And now, do you still go back and forth a lot to Louisiana?
We do. We just bought another house in Louisiana, so we're excited about that. And I think we're going to school the boys there and then just bring them back and forth for work. So we'll see how that pans out.
That's amazing.
It's real busy up here, especially with those boys.
It is, yeah. Kids take up your whole life.
You know, it's
so
everything.
We get these I got a wrinkle for each kid. Four kids. Yeah. you got a few more.
Yeah, I got a few more up here. Hopefully we can knock these out today.
And we talked about your skincare regimen, so he's like Ivory soap.
Yeah. No, Dove soap.
Dove soap.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and then even just shaving with soap. So we have a few steps we're going to integrate. So guys are lucky. Every time they shave, they essentially dermaplane the skin. It's an exfoliation. It gets thicker, nicer skin quality. But today he's really red. He's not normally this red. He's red from our microneedling.
Which was really interesting. It was really unique. It's the first time I've ever done it, too. So I'm just excited to see, you know, after my second or third visit, how much of a difference it makes.
It's going to be soft and subtle. Yeah, yeah. When guys get Botox or skin change, like we're doing procedures to improve the quality of the skin, you're going to look like yourself. It's not going to be too dramatic or different. So that's great, right?
Just fresh, keep it the same.
Refreshed. I love it.
Clean it up a little
bit. We drew the blood. We did stem cell growth factor, PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and applied that everywhere. You're going to leave that on for about 24 hours. And then tomorrow, this 24-hour redness settles down. You'll be kind of glowy and handsome all week. And for the next month, actually.
Well, I'm super excited about it.
Does Sherry know you're doing any of this?
No, she's probably going to be surprised when she sees me.
She's going to be like, what is going on in
Los
Angeles?
What's wrong with you? What's Botox?
Awesome. Well, how did you find me?
Actually, through a friend, Corinne's mom. Mom said she came, and I'm like, well, I would like to do that. And she's like, well, you need to give it Dr. K. She does an amazing job, and here I am today.
Awesome. Social media is such a big connector.
Thank you, Stevie, and thank you, Corinne.
There you go. Thanks for sending him. What do you predict is going to happen with TikTok and Instagram this next year? Are people getting saturated? Like, are you getting exhausted with it a little bit?
It's overwhelming because it's like 24/7. And if it's not good, I mean, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of bad. It's just really almost overwhelming. So, you know, you just got to not listen to the negative and keep positive and keep to what you're doing. And it should work out. You know, hopefully it does.
Now, you're a dad. Do you have any advice for young women who are so malleable and moldable by what they see and how these images shape their self-esteem? What do you think about that?
You can't believe everything you read. So a lot of online hate and bullying, and people are always going to tell you you can't do something just because they can't do it. So as long as you stay positive and true to what you believe and you keep everything straight, you should be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think girls have a lot of pressure to look perfect, and that's they don't realize that half the models that come in, they're all using filters, first of all. And secondly, they're 95% are getting Botox fillers and augmentation. And that's not a bad thing. Like, we live in an age where you can be the virtual avatar of who you want to be. And it's a form of expression, just like a piercing or a tattoo. So it's a good thing.
Well, it's body health, you know, taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Your appearance matters. It affects your self-esteem.
Yeah, I would think that, too.
Human beings are funny. Like, you can want to have all character, ethics, and honesty, and intelligence, but you wake up with a bad hair day. It's not good. Wake up with a good hair day and you can feel like $1 million. So something about, you know, showing up as your best version of yourself is important.
It's always important. Take care of yourself, your body, your mind, and your soul.
Well, I hope that you continue to prosper and lead the forces of, you know, putting TikTok and Snapchat, your new TV show, on the map.
Yeah, we're excited about it. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And we will show you some interesting photos in Monty's story and my story today. So check it out.
You have a good day.
Love you guys. Stay beautiful.